Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Green for a passed ball. Minoso moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Veal moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is walked intentionally. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Daniels's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it and throws to second for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Green and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daniels moves to third. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-0 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Daniels scores. Veal goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Gabler now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabler covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Senators. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Senators. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Robinson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Marty Cutina now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 6-5, Senators. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Jerry Staley. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Cudina covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotier hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cudina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cudina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing right field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Senators, 6. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Bright pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Robinson scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Lound fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal moves to third. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Veal scores. 2 outs. It's 9-7, White Sox. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 9, Senators, 9. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Green reaches second base with a double. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Gene Green. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mahoney moves to third. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mahoney scores. Klaus moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.